How's Trent?
Trent is good. He should be available for the game today.
Okay. Just giving him, yeah, probably a decent time to give him a day too, but coming off that yesterday, even more so, but feels pretty good. Felt better coming in today. Doing some work on him right now and should be available for the game.
And CJ the same?
CJ feels better. Swinging a bat's no problem right now. Still feels a little bit throwing. We'll see how much work they do on him, whether he's available or not.
After what Drew did yesterday, what's the latest on Reds?
I have not gotten a timetable what's next for him. It's probably going to either be another scenario where he's going to face some hitters or potentially a rehab, but I have not been notified of that yet.
What did you see from Drew yesterday? Did you get to watch him?
Yeah, I mean, it's velo is 91-92. What's that look like in a real game? Not sure yet. I mean, he still feels it some. So, you know, whether or not next one is a real game or not, I'm not sure. But the last two since he's been on the mound, I think, has been a nice progression for him. Pushed through, the velo picked up a little bit. Maybe it was because of the intensity of having a hitter up there. So, you know, still, this surgery that he had is kind of unpredictable as far as timetables go. I know he can be a little frustrated with it as well.
I know plans can change, but do you have any guesses for when or for what might happen with the five man? And if you're like, you think it'll go back and forth between five and six for a little bit here?
You know, with the off day coming up, the only one that's on regular turns, you. So we'll process this after the off day. And, you know, then we have a doubleheader coming up. Because of that, there's a start, I think it's 2 days after the doubleheader. So one of our guys will start one of them. We may have to look to development for another one. So we'll see where we are with Gore. Maybe he gets one of those two games.
It could be like a Kinnear or something.
Potentially, yeah.
Well, Myers is going to get at least three more games.
Yeah.
What's the plan for him?
I think he's going to extend that a little bit more. So he'll play today, and then I think they go to Tacoma, maybe it is. I think he's going to go there and play at least, you know, a couple more games.
I think he needs more at bats.
He does. So he was part of that process, too. You know, I've seen his at bats. He's gotten some hits, but I don't think he feels comfortable enough with the time off yet to where he's ready to face major league pitching. So it'll be a little bit longer.
During the first half, you had said a few times that eventually, like when you get to the crunch stretch of the season, you go from 6-5,
right.
Things might change. I mean, Blake came out yesterday when he did. Is it fair to say we're getting closer to that point where the games, they all matter, but we're...
Yeah, probably really so. Yeah, I mean, you know, in Blake's case last night, I just wanted him to finish on a good note. We want to string some good, you know, games together, him psychology-wise as well. If he goes out there, good, close to 100 pitches now, some guys on base, so we got a clean inning for the reliever, but I know he felt good, obviously a good lineup, tough place to pitch, close game, he had to be on it, and, you know, he's also been able to get out of some jams here recently too, so I think it's a good stepping stone for him.
Who's your closer today?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Bob, you think it was a good thing?
Maybe not Rocky, but I'm not sure yet.
You think it was a good thing for Blake to be able to not just get through that game like that, but be able to work in and out of some jams so he maybe doesn't have to be perfect when he's pitching through, getting through a game?
Yeah, I think that's something that he needs to realize, and he's starting to, that he can throw the ball down the middle to, you know, with the pitches that he has and still be successful. So you saw more breaking ball strikes yesterday as opposed to Chase, where sometimes he gets behind in the count because of it. So I think you're exactly right that, you know, throwing the ball over the plate, you look at the numbers when he's ahead in the count, when he's behind, it's significantly different. That was something he was trying to yesterday. But with his stuff, he always has the ability to pitch out of a jam and get a strikeout because, you know, all of his pitches couldn't be swinging this.
If you've got Nick and McKenzie and Adrian in the bullpen, guys that, like, I know some relievers can go multiple innings, but they're, like, predisposed to going multiple innings. That's who they are, kind of. What does that do for you managing?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've gone from what at times was a six-man bullpen now to one that can be up to nine at times. So, you know, with what Martinez has done, potentially what Gore can do in the bullpen too, and Morahone, You know, it enables us to give some guys some days off that are probably getting a little bit more of a workload. We've been able to give Garcia a little bit of time off that I think has been good for him. Only had to use him for a couple outs yesterday. His stuff looked really good behind Morahone. So the way we looked earlier potentially is not the way we look going forward. It could be more enhanced in the bullpen and lesser in the rotation and maybe cut these guys off, the starters off, a little bit earlier and go a little bit, against what it looked like in the first half. But that's all kind of speculation.
With those three guys in particular, is there a point where you're going to have to look to go back-to-back with any of those type of guys?
Yes, at some point in time. Morahone might be a little bit more so, especially if he pitches one plus. But I think we're getting to the points, at least with Martinez, where we're going to be able to go back to back with him at some point in time.